Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special bonus episode of Conscious, Cool, Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and we typically gather every week to talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. But in this special episode, I'm going to focus in on Chiron and the important shift that's happening with Chiron in April of 2018. Now, it doesn't matter when you listen to this episode because this information is coming up for you to hear right now for a reason. And Chiron is going to move in to Aries and then back into Pisces, and then it will re-enter Aries again in 2019, where it will stay until 2027. So whenever you're coming to this information is exactly the right time for you and for the information I'm going to be sharing in this show. So I wanted to do this special episode because it's always significant when a planet, especially an outer planet, changes signs. And Chiron is an interesting special one for us. See, Chiron is actually an asteroid. It was discovered in 1977, and it has grown in importance in the astrological community as we have understood more about its energies and what it's showing us. Chiron is associated with the archetype of a wounded healer. Now, this is something we all have in our charts. We all have a soul wound that we are healing. And so Chiron reveals what that vulnerability is, that weakness, the fears and the tears, and perhaps that really tender emotional spot. And so wherever Chiron is transiting in the sky, it is working with those energies. But this is an interesting planet to look at, and I want to share more about it with you, as well as give you some really important insights that happens with the transition between Pisces into Aries. Now, Chiron is an asteroid, but I keep calling it a planet, so that's what I mean. When I call it a planet, it's technically it's an asteroid, and it is between Jupiter and Saturn. It is a planet that really works with us all individually. So wherever you have natal Chiron in your natal astrology chart, it's the key to your soul's healing. And you can find it in your natal chart because it has a circle. The glyph has a circle at the bottom and then a K. It looks like a K, key. Okay, so it's a really wonderful visual for understanding that it's the key to more of what you are healing in this lifetime. Now, Chiron is an energy that we carry with us throughout our life, and it shows us where we also have powerful healing ability within ourselves. It's a bit like once you really hone in on what this energy is for you, it is typically correlated with a dark night of the soul. It's painful. It's hard. It's lonely. It's that sense of, am I ever going to move through this or move past this? You can feel powerless. You can feel like a victim. You can feel all alone and separated from everything. But, of course, that's just an illusion. That's not true. But what it shows you is where those beliefs that you're holding are ready to be looked at with another layer of consciousness, another way to heal these beliefs within you so that you can claim the power, the energy, the purpose for why you're here. One thing about Chiron that's really fascinating from an astrological perspective is that it has what we call an irregular orbit. Typically, the slower moving planets have a reliable orbit. For example, Jupiter is typically in an astrological sign for 1 year. Saturn is typically in an astrological sign for 2.5 to 3 years. We get an idea of how long a planet will be in an astrological sign. But Chiron is different because Chiron has an irregular orbit where it spends a lot of time in some signs and then moves faster through other signs. And so when we look at what's going on right now, Chiron is spending the most amount of time in Pisces and in Aries. Isn't that fascinating? It's spending 8 to 9 years in both of these signs, each of these signs. So that shows us that we as humanity are doing a deep dive into healing the Chiron and Pisces energy, which is about separation, which is about powerlessness or feeling that we're victims. It's the spiritual growth. It's what are my spiritual abilities? Am I a spiritual human? What am I connected to? Why am I even here? Does it matter that I'm here? It brings up all of our Pisces lower consciousness energies of self-pity, blame, victimness, escapism, you know, where we want to go when we don't want to be in this world. The opioid crisis in the United States, alcoholism, drug abuse, the fantasy life of celebrities, like thinking that these celebrities have a perfect life, the illusions that we play into. All of this is part of the Pisces energy. And then the other energy that Chiron is going to be spending a lot of time in is Aries. And Aries is more about looking at our sense of self. And Chiron comes in to this part of your chart, and it asks you if you have the courage to be yourself. And are you able to be independent in who you are? Where are you in your relationship with yourself? Do you really love yourself? Do you really believe in who you are? Or do you have a deep reservoir of anger, of childishness, of perhaps unconscious immaturity? There could be that sense of trust, too, because we can have a lack of patience. Aries is very impulsive and impatient, and it can be that sense of, I want it now. I'm afraid to wait. I'm afraid it's not going to happen. So this just paints the picture of these two energy fields that Chiron is stirring up within each of us individually and then all of us collectively. So what's going to be happening here is going to be quite fascinating. So Chiron moves from Pisces, where it's been since 2010, 2011. It moves into Aries in April 15th, 2018, where it will travel forward, and then it will turn retrograde and move back into Pisces September 26th, 2018, and then it returns to Aries in February of 2019. So we're still going to be doing this back and forth dance. And over this time period of this back and forth dance between Pisces to Aries to Pisces to Aries, there is something I believe that is being awakened in us to consciously look at. In Pisces, we are meant to see and know how much we've healed. We are meant to let go. Pisces is the last astrological sign. It is letting go, completion, forgiveness of yourself or of others, compassion for yourself and others. Pisces is unconditional love. It is as above, so below, as within, so without. And are you at peace? Can you be at peace with what has unfolded, what has transpired? And can you essentially let it all go so you're not carrying the baggage And this is really important to understand because we have a very the potential to make a really conscious choice here. Now, think of a road you're going down and it splits, okay? You can go left or you can go right. The way that this splits is that in Pisces, if you have truly healed and let go, then you have basically transmuted all energies to a place of acceptance, unconditional love. You have been able to accept what is, to forgive. Okay, they are human. I am human. That situation was what it was. That event happened. I learned from it. I got the best from it, and I'm ready to go forward. And if you can really be in that place, in that energy, you're going to move into this Chiron in Aries with a greater sense of working on your personal courage, confidence, self-identity, and ability, independence to be yourself in the world, to stand on your own two feet. And then Chiron's going to be working with you in that way. Now, on this road, you could choose another path. Because the other thing that Chiron and Pisces can stir up in us, disappointment, sadness, disillusionment, bitterness, the resentment of what didn't happen, it can leave you feeling with blame towards other people or towards yourself. You could feel like a victim. You could feel like all this stuff happened to me and I don't know how I can move past it. And what it basically is it's unresolved grief. Because basically what the Pisces energy is saying is that you haven't resolved this grief. And so if that's where you're at, if there's something that you've been really disappointed by and you haven't been able to move past it, well, when Chiron moves into Aries, you then are going to actually be moving through your unconscious grief via the Aries energy. And that brings me to Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief, where the first is denial. You deny it, which is a Pisces thing. Pisces is in denial. You deny your responsibility. You deny your choices. You deny what you did or what you didn't do. You can't see it. You can't see it. But what comes after that is the anger, and that is the Aries energy that comes up. It's the anger around what they did or didn't do, what you did or didn't do. And so then the next stages are bargaining, depression, and acceptance. There is no right or wrong, but you have the ability to be very conscious in your life around this transition point. As Chiron moves forward, it is pushing all of us to start a brand new cycle. And that brand new cycle can only begin where you left off with Pisces energy. Do you see what I mean? So if you are clean and clear and accepting, unconditional, compassionate, then you move forward into this next beginning with a cleaner slate, if you will. But if you're still carrying any denial or blame or self-pity or victim stuff, then you're going to move forward with that on your slate. Because the energies keep moving forward, and whatever you end with is how you begin with. So we all have to be very aware of where we're at with the grand cycle that is completing. Changing point. It's a moving forward. Anytime a planet moves to 0 degrees of Aries, it's like it gets a fresh burst of light, a download, an infusion of energy, because it has to start new. 0 degrees of Aries in the zodiac is just like the Tarot's Fool card, if you're familiar with the Tarot, which is a new beginning where you just start off on a path and you don't know what's going to happen. And so anytime a planet, especially an outer planet, gets at 0 degrees of Aries, it's really like there's just this whole new cycle beginning. And if you didn't let go of the baggage of the last cycle, it's coming with you because you haven't set it down. So do you see what I'm saying here? It's sort of like we have to choose, okay, how am I going to move forward? And understanding that, you know, it's okay if you have disappointments. Man, I am feeling tears. Like, this is really stirring up some stuff. Good, good. We want to stir it up, okay? Because then you can work with it. Then you heal it. That's what Chiron does. And I know I can feel it. Like, some of you just have, like, these huge disappointments. And you know what? That's just part of the human stuff. We all have something that we're disappointed about. And it's just asking if you can emotionally move through it. You know, let the tears happen. Let the stuff come out. Be very honest with yourself about how you feel, because if you don't feel, if you aren't really in touch with your feelings, you're not going to get anywhere. You have to be in touch with your feelings, and that's how you're going to move through it. I'm getting the image of a big chunk of like an iceberg that the iceberg is disconnecting, and it needs to just melt away and melt away. And maybe you can imagine that as a visual for your pain, hurt, disappointment, anything in your life that you feel like let you down, a dream, an unfulfilled dream. I mean, think of, you know, it's a wide category, right, of all the ways we can feel disappointed or disillusioned. But you know what? There's always something else that's going to come forth into that space. That's how the universe works. Nature abhors a void. The void will not last. And so what we're doing is you're clearing the decks for yourself. And you're then starting again with new trust and faith that maybe, just maybe, just maybe, something even better is happening. But it can't show up if another energy is occupying that space. Right? It's like if something else is sitting in that chair, until that thing, person, whatever, situation gets up and leaves the chair, nothing else can sit in that same chair. So starting in April 2018 until February 2019, we're going to have a bit of a, maybe a wobble, a bit back and forth of these energies where you say, okay, this has really sucked, or this has been disappointing, or I'm sad about this, or I have grief. I have grief around this, or I feel a loss. Then your work is to really move through that, my friend. And then when you do that, you will clear it out. It will lighten the load. It will get easier. You'll feel it. You will always feel it. And then the new is coming in. And that shows up through the Chiron in Aries. Now, it's actually going to make a few new starts. Each time it connects at that 0 degrees of Aries point, it's, again, it's like a this fresh infusion. Like, imagine just taking a flashlight and you just shine a flashlight on one area. It's like, wow, it gets lit up, right? So anytime that, again, this is when any planet goes past 0 degrees of Aries. So this is going to happen in April and into the first week of May. Fresh, fresh, fresh. And then it's going to happen again in September of 2018. And then again in February of 2019. That's when Chiron will be hitting the 0 degrees of Aries. So we're basically going to have three new starts with this. And isn't that beautiful? What a gift. That means you're going to have support for working through the letting go and the new start and the letting go and the new start. And so you clear out the layers of it. You clear it out. And when you do that consciously, it makes all the difference, right? Because then you're in control of the energy. Then you're aware of what's going on and you're choosing it. You're choosing it. So as Chiron then moves into this fresh territory of Aries, it brings up more of our Aries energies in your chart. Now, if you don't have Aries planets or points, it's still moving into a new energy field in your chart. And the house placement is important because the house placement is the area of life that this energy is coming up. And so it makes a difference if it's in your seventh house of partnerships and relationships, if it's in your 10th house of career, status, professional world, if it's in your fourth house, if you know, it just depends where it is in your chart. But what it does is it now asks us all to be who we are. In a different way, perhaps, than you realized. And it asks us to look at if we believe in our right to exist. I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is. Because on one hand, well, of course we have a right to exist, right? But do you believe in your sense of self in the world? Like, do you believe there's really a place for you at the table? I think actually it probably depends on what table you're sitting at, right? There's tables you don't even want to sit at. But I'm talking about the table that is right for you, the people that are right for you in this area of your life where Chiron is working with you. And do you believe that you have the courage to really be yourself? And that is what the theme is here. We're all going to be given these opportunities and tests to demonstrate the courage to be yourself. And so it requires the independence, the confidence, the sense of self. It requires that sense of even feeling like, how do you look at the concept of selfishness? And the healthy way that we do that is by putting on our own air mask first before you can put on another person's air mask. But it's looking at, well, I have to take care of myself because who else will? And then I attract other people who will when I am fully in myself. Chiron in Aries also is going to be working with our masculine energies and how we go for what we want, our self-assertion, our ability to declare what we want. It's going to be working with our anger, our immediate reactions. If you have planets in Aries, this will be working with you more personally. It'll be working with your sense of where do you go when something doesn't go your way, or when it does go your way. The Aries energy highlights sexuality and how you feel in your physical body. It brings in the sense that you are a human being in a physical body, and how are you caring for your body? And so our bodies are going to be really big messengers of this energy. Because Aries rules your physical self. And Chiron is going to show you what is ready for more self-care. And that means maybe you can't take care of everyone else all the time. There's something new you need to do for yourself. But do you believe that you're worthy of that? And do you believe that it's okay to take care of yourself and tend to your own needs at times? So it brings up this whole new part of your experience of what you're healing, and it helps you stand stronger in who you are. The Aries energy is also a pioneer and a leader and a sense of, I can do this, I want this, I'm going to go for it. So depending on how you work with those energies in your chart, you will either get that sense of, yes, I really want this, I'm going to go for it, I can do it. It's something new, it's something fresh for me, and it's very true. It's just true for who I am right now. Or you could have that sense of, I don't think I can do it, or I don't know if I can do it. And then that will come up for you to work with as well. So it's going to be just some new stuff on the table for us to look at and to be aware of. Now, again, Chiron is going to be moving through Aries until 2027. So we've got a good 8 to 9 years of this to play with it. And we're going to be looking at it with a sense of growing courage and confidence, and the fact that I am who I am, and that's good enough. That is good enough. This is an energy, too, that has a really interesting connection to it. So in 2011, Uranus entered Aries. Think back in your life. When Uranus entered Aries at 0 degrees, right? Remember, it's the beginning point of the zodiac. It's a powerful point. That was also the same day there was the earthquake in Japan and the Fukushima disaster happened, the 0 degrees at Aries point. So Uranus made a huge entrance into this energy, but that's what Uranus does. It's a different energy signature. I'm not trying to scare you. It is revolutionary and shocking and unexpected. So an earthquake was actually perfect for that energy because that's what it represents. Chiron is different. Chiron is about healing. So Uranus has been moving through this part of your chart since March 2011. And Uranus is about to end its time in Aries and move into Taurus in May 2018, about a month after Chiron. So Chiron is now coming through and going over the same territory that Uranus just went through over the past 7 years. And Uranus is, like I said, the revolutionary. It's shocking, unexpected, jolting. Uranus is awakening. It's been awakening you to who you really are. So think about how much of you and your sense of self, your personal identity, even your confidence, how much all of that has changed since 2011. Because Uranus has been making changes. It could be breakdowns and breakthroughs and something, you know, suddenly disappeared or something suddenly appeared. There's a lot here with Uranus that it jolts us and we say, oh my gosh, what's going on? My life is a roller coaster and it's turning upside down and I didn't know what to rely on. But it's meant to break you out of all the things that aren't truly you. It's not you, and that's what Uranus did in your chart and in your life. So now Chiron is coming through that same territory where you had perhaps your personal earthquakes, your personal breakdowns and breakthroughs and new starts and awakenings, and now Chiron is coming through to say, I'm going to help you heal this up, but not like a Band-Aid. I mean, we're going to really heal up who you are in this lifetime. We're going to heal it up real good so that you're walking in this world with a new sense of confidence that just you know, shines out from your root chakra. Aries is related to your root chakra, the red chakra. And that's what is being worked with here too. So it's kind of cool to take all these other modalities and bring them in. It's the root chakra energies that we're healing and we're getting clearer about, that sense of I am here for a reason. And it's not ego-based. Now, if your ego is out of control, that masculine energy is on overdrive, Chiron is going to give you some information about that so that you can heal that. But it's our root chakra energies that are really going to need more care because they have been destabilized, right? And they've been, I mean, I'm just getting an image here of, I know a lot of people have had different changes in their work and in their jobs, and perhaps finances were unstable, and you thought, well, how am I going to pay the bills or pay the rent or take care of myself? All that's related to your root chakra. And if you were to look back, something happened. Something showed up, something came through, something, you know, showed you the next steps. And so we're going to have more of that if we're feeling any kind of vulnerability in the root chakra. That's what Chiron is going to be working with. Now, Chiron in Pisces is working with the seventh chakra. Your spiritual connections, your spiritual self, your intuition, your sense of what am I connected to? And it's been opening up all of our seven chakras. And now the energy system, you know, just imagine, right, the visual of the energy moving from that seventh chakra now back down to your root chakra and say, okay, let's ground this. Let's get it solid for you in what you are really all about in this lifetime. Chiron takes between 48 to 50 years-ish to make a full circle around the zodiac. So those of us who were born in the 70s are going to be experiencing our Chiron return when Chiron moves through Aries. You were born between 1970 and 1977, you're going to have your Chiron return, which is essentially showing you, okay, this has been the first half of my life, and or this is who I was, but who am I now? And what is my next new start? My next adventure, my next dream, the new part of me that's ready to come up and come forth. So there's a beginning energy here for all of us, but especially if it's your Chiron return, because this is so personal for you, that you're really meant to be in tune and aware of who you are at a deeper, deeper core level. This is going to be an interesting energy. I feel that it's going to be very nourishing. I feel that it's going to be a very interesting, if you have cardinal signs in your astrology chart, it's going to be working with you most intensely. So the cardinal signs are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. And Chiron is going to either work with those planets and points through conjunction, square, or opposition, which are the energies of growth and change and shifting and things moving forward. For those of you with fire signs in your chart, Leo and Sagittarius, this is going to be more supportive, like you, because it's a trine energy. It'll be the flow of, can I do it? Yes, I can. Or what's the new inspiration? What's the next steps? What am I ready to take on next? And Chiron in Aries moves you forward in that way, with the growth, motivation, inspiration. This Chiron moving into Aries is going to be a relief, a huge relief for those of you who have mutable signs, specifically Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces energies, because Chiron was working with you intensely since 2011. Again, it's working with the conjunction square opposition, so it just changed everything, and it was like, it brings up a lot of restlessness, instability. You don't know, you know, what is the right direction. There's a lot that happens here. So the best thing about this, my friends, is to understand a new day is dawning. And who are you now? And do you have the confidence and do you have the courage to embrace this part of your self-identity? And it's okay if you don't feel 100% yet, because we have time to get there. Because as Chiron goes back and forth from Aries to Pisces and Aries to Pisces, then you get stronger. Because you're letting go of the old energy and making space for the new. And you're going to feel it. I would do some energy work with your root chakra to make sure it's healthy, bright, strong, vibrant, alive, right? I mean, I feel like, if your root chakra isn't really infused with fresh energy, it can grow stale and it can feel out of balance, meaning it can be very egoic energy, unhealthy ego that isn't really confidence. And what you're doing here is you're taking control of that. So it's really a great time to be working with your root chakra. I'd be working with clearing out. Okay, I'm getting the image of making space for yourself in the world. Like I'm seeing a broom, you know, just like, okay, clean this up. This is me in the world. It's really like clearing a fresh patch of space and feeling yourself grounded in it. So, okay, this is the visual, the takeaway. Where is that for you? Where can you go that always feels supportive, strong, and pure for your truest self? Is it garden? Is it a place on the mountains? Is it somewhere in your home? Is it somewhere, you know, on a beach? I mean, just it's either a place you can visualize or it's something, it's part of your reality now. That is where you want to do strong visualizations and energy work to support your root chakra and to support your 2 feet being on this planet and to own the fact that you're here for a reason and there's room for you, there's space for you, and that's good enough. That's good enough. One thing with the Aries energy is that it can be too egoic and it can think it has to prove or that it has to demonstrate that it's number one or that it's the best. And so we have to watch out for that, because if that is somewhere, if that comes up, that's just our ego talking. That's not our soul, which believes in us unconditionally and knows we don't have to prove anything. We don't have to be the first one or the best one. We can just be ourselves. So that's also what's going to be showing up, is what we deem is the best or the truest and number one at all costs. I mean, all of that is very unhealthy ego. So we're going to see what comes up with that. And you're just going to make sure that you see yourself, you know, that you feel like, I am, this is who I am, and it's beautiful, and it's real, and I love it, and I came in with these gifts and with this ability and these talents or these dreams, and where can I expand? express that? Where can I be myself? Where can I be an individual? So again, it gets back to like visualizing this special place that you create on the planet for yourself to honor your energy, to ground your energy, and to know that you're here for a reason, and that that is really where you can start every day from. And if you don't have the answers yet, you will have time to explore that and figure that out. So it's going to be interesting as we move back and forth. But then by the time we're into 2019, Chiron in Aries will really be stronger. I hope you'll be stronger by then. And I know I'll be talking about this more in my weekly show. So please join me live every Wednesday to talk about the current energies of the week. If you are new to this program, my website is consciouscoolchic.com. That's where you can find my books, my classes, my programs, my blog. And I hope I can assist you in some way. I also do live personal one-on-one sessions. And you can find out more on my website, too, about those. So, my friends, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of you, and I know you have a busy life and a busy day, but I hope this information helps make it better. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll see you back here on the next upcoming Wednesday as we talk about the energy of the week ahead. So take good care, and I will see you online. Bye-bye.